Genesis, the book of beginnings, chapter 1. In the beginning, Elohim powers created the Shemaim and the land. The land was desolate and chaotic, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Ruach of Elohim powers, set apart spirit, was fluttering over the face of the Maim. And Elohim powers said, Light be, and light was. And Elohim powers saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim powers separated the light from the darkness. Elohim powers called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were Yom Echad, day one. And Elohim powers said, Expanse be in the middle of the Maim, and divide the Maim from the Maim, waters. Thus Elohim powers brought about the expanse, and divided the Maim which were under the expanse from the Maim which were above the expanse, and it was done. And Elohim powers called the expanse Shemaim, heavens. So the evening and the morning were Yom Shani, day two. And Elohim powers said, Let the Maim under the Shemaim be collected together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And Elohim powers called the dry land earth, and the collecting together of the Maim he called seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim powers said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields zerah, seed, and the fruit ets, tree, that yields fruit according to its kind, whose zerah is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields zerah according to its kind, and the ets, that yields fruit, whose zerah is in itself, according to its kind, and Elohim powers saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were Yom Shelishi, day three. And Elohim powers said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the Shemaim to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for the Mawadim, celebrations appointed times, and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the expanse of the Shemaim to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And Elohim powers appointed and brought forth two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, the stars. Elohim powers set them in the expanse of the Shemaim to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim powers saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were Yom Ravi, day four. And Elohim powers said, Let the Maim abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the expanse of the Shemaim. And Elohim powers created great sea creatures, and every living thing that moves, with which the Maim abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And Elohim powers saw that it was good. And Elohim powers allotted an increase for them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the Maim in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were Yom Chamishi, day five. And Elohim powers said, Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to their kind, cattle and crawling things and beasts of the earth, each according to their kind, and it was so. And Elohim powers brought forth the beasts of the earth according to their kind, cattle according to their kind, and everything that crawls on the earth according to their kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. and Elohim powers said, let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every crawling thing that crawls on the earth. And Elohim powers created Ha-Adam in their own image. In the image of Elohim powers created male and female created them. And Elohim powers allotted an increase upon them. And Elohim powers said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And Elohim powers said, see, I have given you every herb that yields zera, which is on the face of all the earth, and every etz, whose fruit yields zera, to you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that crawls on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. And Elohim powers saw everything that had been made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were Yom Hashishi, day 6. Please note that the days start sunrise and not from sunset, as we are told in verse 5, that Elohim called the light day, that is Yom in the Hebrew, for a sunrise day. And the day ends at night, so a day normally would run 24 hours sunrise to sunrise, but the night part is not counted as no work was done at those times in the ancient days. Please also note that there is mistranslations in the other translations that are out there, such as a King James Version, where they translate verse 21 saying, and God created great whales. Actually, the text from the Hebrew word taninim, should translate to great sea creatures, which includes such creatures as dinosaurs and all the prehistoric creatures that we may have found in the seas. And note,